Drasha of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. Eliezer ben Azariah. And he said, Kne le mevim, lishmo zivre metamim, zivre metarim, vichen divre osrim, zivre metirim, zivre postlim, zivre machshirim. And the Balashna Zeh Amar Lehem, so then Rabbi Yeshua commented, and he said at the end, that ein dor, it is an ein dor yasom, she Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah shari betochim. So he says, idea, what's this dor yasam? There is no dor yasam when Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah is there. So he says there's different types of darshani, right? So a darshan, okay, if he speaks to a specific type of people, group of people, okay, so it's not so bad. You can get the gear or, you know, the drasha to that type of per people. But very often, you give a drasha, and there's all kinds of people in the audience. You know, there's Talmidei Chachamim, and there's people that are not such Talmidei Chachamim, people know very little. So what happens, inevitably, most of the time, the drasha is going to, you know, hit someone and not hit the others. In other words, if he gives this, you know, big, complicated pilpul, so the Talmidei Chachamim are going to say, ah, very good, you know, enjoy it deep, whatever, this whole thing. Whereas the Amaratzim, they're going to be yasum, so to speak, orphan from that drasha, because they say, I don't know what's flying, you know. On the other, and the other opposite is also true. You give an olive-based drasha, you know, just like very simple things, so the Amaratzim are, you know, they enjoy it, they can relate to it, they can handle it, but the Talmidei Chachamim, they're like, this is this babyish, you know, they don't like it. So the godless of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, and this is we're saying that there's no door yasam, means that like we said, if you give a difficult drasha, so then the mamratim are yasam from the drasha. If you give a simple drasha, then the talmidei chacham are yasam. The kunz is, excuse me, to be able to give a drasha where everybody can appreciate. In other words, it sounds simple on the surface, but it's really very, very deep. So then, therefore, the simple people, you know, take it for what it is, and they enjoy it. And the people who are mamikin, if they don't see it, they can also appreciate it, because it can be appreciated on all levels. That's a tremendous skill. But that was the galus of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, that there was as he says, there's no dor ein dor yasam, meaning there was nobody with yasam. Everybody got something out of the drush. Thinking that's the galus of the Torah, you know, the chumash, you know, which is when you think about it, it's an incredible thing. There's no other book in the entire world that everybody, you can have the biggest, you know, Talmud Chacham, and can appreciate it on his level, and the kid in Gan can appreciate it also. It's unbelievable. You know, you have to take a physics book, you know, give it to the, you know, university student, oh, very interesting, whatever, give it to the kid in Gan. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what's why. Or you give what are you learning, God? You know, Aleph, Beis, whatever. Give an ABC book to a physicist. I mean, it's a joke. Can you give a book that everybody will get the same enjoyment out of? It's incredible. That's the godless of the Torah, but that's also the godless of a good darshan. Okay. Next, on Dalet Amud Beis, we have the famous drasha we have in famous midrash of Abaco and Bardola with Yosef. Where is that over here? Yeah. Where is this here? Okay, find it. Okay. So the drasha is that Matocha, when Yosef said to his brothers, Ani Yosef Ode Vichai, so Gemara says, Uma Tocha Shabasa Vedamkach, all the more so the Tochacha of HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, if they couldn't handle the Tochacha of their brother Yosef, so surely what's going to be when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Tochacha. Okay. Fine. Who came to that pasuk and cried? Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer, kimatilai kra, bachi cried. Okay. So first of all, a couple of things. First of all, the Ben Ish Chai says that the v'dayek, but of course, a little bit funny because it wasn't saying the pasuk. or in the drasha, it says that the brothers umat tochacha shabbat v'dam, because what they say lo yachu Yosef lo yachu echa banosato ki mipalu mipanav. So he said, what's the if they were according to the drasha couldn't undertake the tochacha, so it should have said it would have been better if it would have said in the pasuk that lo yachlu. Right, and then I can understand the drasha. Right, they couldn't withstand his tochacha, and then say, and if the tochacha basar adam is this way, all the more so Hashem. But it doesn't say ki nevalu mi tochachto. It says ki nevalu mi panav. So as many ask, they say, where is the tochacha there? So he's Piremis says that the who is giving him the tochacha? Yosef. So they were nifalu mi panav means from that which is before Yosef. What's before Yosef? The letters that come before the letters of Yosef. What comes before Yud? Tes. What comes before Vav? Hey. What comes before Samech? Nun. What comes before Pei? Ayin. Alright, so what do those letters spell? Taina. Not in that order, but it spells Taina. Right, so they what were they shocked about? The taina, Yosef had a taina against them. Right, so too, so that's the idea. Kinav di lo yachul aichav anoto kinav mipalu mipanav, that which comes before Yosef, meaning taina. They were shocked with the taina that Yosef had against them. So too, at least they thought that he had, whether he really had any taina, it's a different story. But they thought he had a taina against them. So if they were shocked with the taina that Yosef had, all the more so, the taina that the Kodesh Baruch Hu can have to the person, all the more. That's one idea. Other couple of things that run down the name of Parish Meredachia. So he says, what there's also the famous question, what was really the tochacha? You know, where was the tochacha? All he said is, and Yosef, Oda Vichai, famous question. So he says like this, that Yosef, the taina against the brothers, or in this case, the tocha against the brothers, was that they were liars. How so? He said that the brothers, the Maisa lied, right, when they told the father, taraf Yosef. Right? They, Lamaisa, they took Yosef, they sold him. And what did they go tell the father? That he was killed. Taraf Yosef. They were lying. They lied. So Yosef said, you know, you guys are a bunch of liars because you told our father that I was killed when it was not true. So you're not to be trusted. So Mele said, therefore, we can answer another question with this. That when Yosef, when they came down and they were speaking, he was speaking to the brothers earlier, he asked about the father, the Allah. And they said, yes, shalom, there's shalom with our father, he's okay, everything's fine. And now, what is he saying again? And he goes, "Oda v'chai." Well, he asked me, "Oda v'chai." You already know the father's life. They told him. But that's the pshat. That was the tochacha. He says, "No, you know why I'm asking you, Oda v'chai?" You're probably saying, "What are you asking? We already told you." It's because you're a bunch of liars, right? Since you were, I told our father something wasn't true, so I can't trust you. Yeah, you told me. Maybe when you told me your father was alive, because you made up this story because you wanted me to feel bad for your poor old father or whatever, but he wasn't even alive. And haray, it could be true that you lied before and you said I was dead and I wasn't. And therefore, that's why he said again, ha'oda v'chai. So the tochacha is inherent in ha'oda v'chai, in him repeating what they already said. So that implies that they're liars. And that's what he was implying. Yeah, who are you guys are liars. So I can't trust. Okay, that's one thing he says. Another idea with this tochacha, so they ask a question, the Iyun Yaakov asks it. He says that, what's the kal v'chomer? He says, if the tochacha basar v'dam is this way, you know, they couldn't handle it, so all the more so tochacha v'chodesh bar. He says, it seems from the pasuk Shmuel that we say in the Tachanun that this is not the case. Seems that it's what's worse is what comes in from people than what comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. How so? As we say, Amar David et Legad, right? Nipla na biyad Hashem ki rabim rachamav ubiyad adam ala pola. What does that mean? Right? David Mel saying, alavai, I should fall into the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Why? Because he's a Rachaman. Not so bad. I'd rather be had. Whereas, but the Yadadam Alapol, I don't want to fall into the hands of a man. So what do we see? What's worse? It's worse to fall in the hands of man. It's worse to be in, man is worse than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not Hashem is Rachaman, but man, it can be cruel. So if that's the case, he asks, what's the Kal V'chomer over here? Ma, toch, you know, Bas V'dam is much early, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is much worse. So it's not the case. You see, from here, it's worse to be in the man is worse than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he answers, again, in Miradachya, he says that it all depends on the inyan. He says, surely, when it comes to onesh, or, you know, being punished, it's definitely better to be in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because, as we said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a rachamah. So even though a person deserves to be punished, whatever, Hashem, av rachmanis, and do it in a way that's, you know, so harsh or whatever, for best for the person. Okay, whereas the person can be cruel. So that's when it comes to onesh. And that's what we said in David HaMelech was saying. You know, Alevi should fall in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not man, because Hashem, when he punishes, not so bad. However, what the brothers of Yosef are saying in the Kal V'chomer in our Gemara is referring to Tochacha. When it comes to Tochacha, though, when a Hashem or a person's rebuking, then it's much harsh or worse to get rebuked from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Because if a person's rebuked you and says, hey, why did you do this? You can answer, no, I didn't. It's not what you think. I meant something else. You can tell the truth. You can lie. You can say what you want. And to refute the rebuke. Of course, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you rebuke, what are you going to say? You know, you can't say anything. You can't argue it. Hashem knows what the truth is and can't make up stories, and it's much worse. So therefore, it all depends on the inyan. When it comes to onesh, then it's worse to by man. When it comes to tochacha, then it's worse by Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Isn't Hashem's onesh just tochacha?
What?
Isn't Hashem's onesh tochacha? He doesn't punish us to teach us, to give us tochacha.
No, but it is also a type of, but tochacha is you know, saying what, like giving us like music, why'd you do this? And then we say, well, you have no excuse. I say, well, I don't have any excuse. He says, no, okay, that's a punishment.
That's how Hashem does. That's how Hashem.
So another, but you could break the two up. And the punishment is the result after the tochacha. You're given the rebuke. And then you're given like, why did you do this? And then you're given. And then after that, you get, you know, like you yell at the kid, you know, why did you do this? Why did I? And then after that, okay, because of that, I'm going to punish you, and I'm going to take away your allowance this week. Okay, so isn't taking away allowance tochacha? Hey, it is, but there's the tochacha. There's the rebuke, like, you know, that what you're, you know, telling the person off, and then there's the punishment. So if a Kodesh Baruch Hu after 120 years tells us off, says, why did you do this? Why did you do that? We can't come up with any excuses. And after that comes the punishment. Some more after 120 years, don't forget.
Ah, so that's not a tochacha anymore.
What?
Tochacha would be like the warning
us
for the future.
No, not necessarily. A rebuke doesn't have to be a warning. Don't do it again. It could be a rebuke for what you did.
Much better than the initial next.
Right. Yeah, no, we're talking about, there's the two things. The tochacha here is talking about the tochacha of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the next world. You know, like this. But the in this world, right. So that's exactly the point. The onus in this world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rachamah, not so bad, you know. Okay. Next is the inyan of Shmuel. Okay, back to Dalet Amud Beis again. It's a little bit Kabbalistic, but it's interesting because it ties into these Sedras that we just had. That's why I mention it. Okay, so then we had the Maisa with the Balas Ov. Okay, so it's the... Where is it? Yeah? With Shmuel, all right. Okay, here it is. So Rabbi Elazar kimati lahai kra hibachim. When he got to this pasuk, he cried. But Yomer Shmuel al Shaul lamir gesani la losi. Right, Shmuel complained that he was brought up by the Balatov, and he got, why did you disturb me like this? And then he cried because Uma Shmuel atzani kayamit jeremi na din. He was scared of din. So anu alachas kamav kamad. We have to be scared of din. Then the Gemara says, Shmuel, my, what was Shmuel scared about? What happened? So it says that Tichziv, Vatomer Aisha, so this Balas Ov, this woman, she said, El Shaul, Elohim Raisi Olim Minaret. Right, I see this, explain what this is, but we'll see, a simple meaning is I saw this great person come up, you know, which is referring to Shmuel. But the Gemara is talking, well, it says Olim. Why does it say Olim? It should have said Oleh. It's this great person, is one. So why Trey Mashma? So this Mashma too. So yeah, one was Shmuel, and the other one was Moshe, because he was scared of the din. He thought maybe he's being brought up again because he's going to be rejudged, and he was scared, so he brought Moshe with him to May that he kept the whole Torah, etc. Get out of the Gemara. So the Ben Yada explains that he brings from the Arizal that she wasn't able to bring up the Shmuel Mamish, you know, from the dead. She was only able to bring up, he calls the Chelik Nefesh HaKatnus Zasiya Hanisheres Begarmi Bekever. In other words, there's a little bit of the neshama left in the bones in the kever, and this is a very low level neshama, whatever, that's called Hevla Garmi, the Garmi, and it's Mibichinas Elokim. Okay, that's whatever that means, but it's called Elokim. Okay, this little residue, if you want to call it, of neshama that's left in the kever. So that's so she didn't bring up mamish the real neshama of Shmuel, just this residue of neshama called Elokim. Okay, and there that's what that now. First of all, I understand why it says in the Gemara that she said the lashon was Batomer Yishael Shaul Elokim or Elohim Ra'isi Olim Min Ha'aretz. That's very good. What's this? We said Elokim. What's this Elokim? So we said okay, it's like it could mean a great person, but here it means this. This little neshama is called Elohim. So Mela, that's what she said, Elohim, Olim Min Ha'aretz. So this was just, this. That's what it was. So he said, that's what the Arizal says. He says, and with this, I wanted to answer up a question. We saw Parshas Ve'era specifically and other during the Makot. Right, said by, with that Moshe Rabbeinu went a number of times to Paro's palace, right? Go speak to Paro. So yeah. Says Halchor, how could Moshe Rabbeinu go to Paro's palace? His Paro's palace was full of Avodah Zarah, and not only that, he says he himself feels an Avodah Zarah. He calls himself a god, right? So how did Moshe Rabbeinu? How could he go in to the with all to where all the Avodah Zarah was? And he says that Esther, you know, because she went into the you know to Achashverosh where the Shechina left. Right, says he can't go into these places. And here's the Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, freely going in. What's pshat? So he said, with this, he couldn't understand that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, before Moshe Rabbeinu went into Paro, he took away his main neshama from him. So all he was left with was this Elohim neshama, whatever the residue. So he didn't. So therefore, it didn't affect him so much because his main neshama left. He went in with this little neshama, and then he said, as soon as he left the palace. Then he got his main neshama back, and he says that's the lashon in the pasuk. Therefore, in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, it says Vayomer Shema Moshe Re'ena Taticha Elokim Leparo. Also, funny lashon, right? I placed you Elokim Leparo. So again, you can say I made you a Elohim, like a chashav person, Leparo, whatever. But according to this, very good. This is this Elohim. This is this little neshama. So Reina Tatika Elohim Laparo, since you're going into Paro, so I have to give you this little neshama, because you have to take away your main neshama, because you're going with all the Avodah Zarah. So it fits in.